told tales. A collection of 6 radio plays based on the tales, themes, and ideas of the 19th century writer Nathaniel Hawthorne, set in the contemporary world of the 1980s and dramatized by Charles Tidler. Strange Child.
Neato, it's finished.
No, it isn't. This bit needs patching up.
I'm the king of the space castle.
It's not a space castle, Julian. It's a sand castle.
It's a space castle, just like Daddy's, and I'm the king.
That isn't fair if you're the king.
Well, maybe you can be the queen.
Hey, that's a good idea.
A hint of a story.
The children are having so much fun, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Madras Island is such a beautiful place for a holiday.
Now you have to say knock, knock.
Knock, knock.
Who's knocking on the door of the space castle?
Yuna.
Your name can't be Yuna.
Yes, it can.
It's a game.
In the game, my name is Yuna.
But your real name is Yuna. You can't do that.
Tightly structured chain of events thrown into confusion by some misplaced circumstance.
I don't like those cliffs on the way to the point. We have to make it absolutely clear to the kids.
All right, I guess it could be Yuna. But what planet are you from?
Earth.
You're not from Earth. You're supposed to be a space spy.
I'm Yuna from Earth.
Yuna? Okay, I guess it could be Yuna, but Earth?
Unsuspected until it's too late. But exerting pressure from beginning to end.
Nat?
What?
Put away your computer bites for a bite to eat. Dinner's almost ready.
Go ahead without me.
Oh, no.
I've got to keyboard a few ideas for my next novel before I forget them.
But we're on holiday.
You're on holiday. I've got to work.
24 hours a day?
I can't help it. I'm a writer.
Honestly, sometimes I think you wish the kids and I were software stored on a floppy disk. Anytime you wanted to have a family, you'd just run the program.
A person to be writing a tale and to find that it shapes itself against his intentions.
Look, Julian, the sandcastle is melting.
The space ocean is swallowing the space castle, dummy. You're silly.
The characters act otherwise than he thought. Unforeseen events occur, and a catastrophe.
Hey!
You can take the time to eat at least one meal a day with your family.
Sophia, if I don't get started on
Daddy,
my novel, we'll have to
eat this
keyboard someday soon.
Gladly. Pass the salt and pepper, please.
Daddy!
What?
I built a space castle.
Space castle? That was the name of my last book.
I know it. That's why I built it.
That's wonderful, Julie. You'll have to show me where...
My name's not Julie. That's a girl's name.
I told you, Nat. You've got to watch this.
I know you're not a girl. It's just a pet name.
My name's Julian Alexander Thorne.
Yes, sir.
Daddy.
Hi, Dollface. Did you have fun with Ju... Julian on the beach?
Daddy, what's 1 + 1?
2.
Not you, Daddy.
He's right, precious.
What's 1 + 2? Daddy this time.
Who's ready for a hamburger?
Me.
I love hamburgers.
I want relish on mine.
Okay, kids, up to the table now. No, that was great, honey. That's fine.
I love it here. I can't tell you how nice it's been just to get away.
Why did you marry Daddy, Mommy?
Well, we were in love, and we wanted to spend our lives together, so we decided...
She felt sorry for me.
Matt, don't say things like that to the kids.
Julian, stop banging that fork.
Finish your potato salad, love.
I don't like it.
Well, then excuse yourself from the table so the rest of us can eat in peace.
It's been rocket ships all day today.
Mommy, if you never met Daddy and married somebody else, then I would be somebody else. Right, Mommy?
Well, but I did marry Daddy, and you are you.
If I was somebody else, would you still love me?
Hey, did you know that your name, Una, means together in one?
That means that Mommy took all her love, and Daddy took all his love, and we made a little girl. You.
But if I was somebody else...
Journey to the End of the End of Time?
That's my working title.
It doesn't sound like a short book.
Speculative fiction on the next 50,000 million years. Indestructible, super-intelligent machines try to rearrange the Milky Way in order to prevent the collapse of the universe.
Sounds like a pretty bloodless plot.
Well, these machines will have inherited acute sensitivity from the extinct species Homo sapiens, who long, long ago nurtured them like their own children.
Well, no one would ever treat a machine like one of their own children. Oh, that gives me the creeps.
It's an allegory for the relationship between humanity and artificial intelligence. Look what's happening today.
Would you trade one of your own kids for a machine? You probably would.
Sophia, whether we like it or not, machines will someday soon achieve consciousness...
Settle down there, please.
Achieve consciousness, memory, and the ability to reproduce. My next novel will explore the implications of grafting the machine onto the evolutionary ladder. Where are you going?
Take a power nap. Wake me in 10 minutes.
I'm talking about my new novel, put you to sleep?
Watch the kids.
Quiet! Look, Daddy has to work. So please find a quiet game to play.
Okay, Una, come on.
When a writer calls his work a romance, he wishes to claim a certain latitude. To mingle the marvelous...
7, 8, 9, 10...
with the everyday realities...
38, 17, 50... Ready or not, here I come! Where are you, Julian?
I'm supposed to be hiding, dummy!
Security cat, Mommy said no.
me. I've been asleep for over an hour.
To consider the characters of a family and how an altered condition would affect...
Huh?
Where are the kids?
Well, they're play... I don't know.
Julian? Una? Oh, where can they have gotten to? Oh, my God. The cliffs.
Wait till I get the flashlight.
Don't worry, we'll find them.
Julian?
Kids?
Where's your sister?
Una fell down.
Down? Down where?
Right here.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, no.
The spaceship landed, and Una slipped on the rock, and she fell. Oh. And her head blew up, Mommy. Her head blew up.
What's the matter? Where's Una? What's happening? Sophia?
She fell. She fell, Matt.
Where?
She fell. She fell.
Where? Tell me.
Here.
I'll find her. She's probably all right.
Julian said her head...
It blew up, Daddy.
Wait right here. I'll find her.
Yes!
I'm okay. But it's getting too dark to see, even with a flashlight. You'll have to get help.
Are you my mummy?
Una! Una!
What's happening? Sophia?
We found her, Nat. She's all right. She's all right.
Where was she?
She's here.
Oh, thank God. Una, you gave us such a scare.
A cloud in the shape of a little girl. Her arms extended toward the pearl of the full moon.
You're still working?
Finishing up. Kids tucked in okay?
Yeah. Nat, you're going to have a talk with Julian.
I already bawled him out for telling fibs. You want me to threaten
him? That's not what I mean. He needs his daddy to be his friend.
I'm his friend. He knows that.
You've got to spend more time with both those kids. Real time. Where you can do things with them to channel their very active imaginations. Oh, they're growing up so fast.
I know, and someday I'll be sorry.
Well, you will.
I know you're right. I will. That was quite a story Julian made up about seeing a UFO and little green men and his sister falling off the cliff.
Oh, some story.
He said it all so seriously.
Well, and where does he get it from? I swear you two are peas in a pod. You've got to give both those kids more of your time, Nat.
You're right. I will.
Oh, I am exhausted. Are you coming to bed now?
I was thinking of proofing these printouts.
Oh, of course. This is a holiday? Turn out the lights. And if the kids get up, you deal with it. Good night.
Good night, love.
Person to be in possession of something as perfect as mortal man has a right to expect.
Young lady, what are you doing up?
I don't sleep.
You don't? It's awfully late.
What's 10 plus 10?
You still playing that game?
20.
You're sure getting smart. Come on up and sit on Daddy's knee for a little bit.
What's 20 plus 20?
20 plus 20? Well, let's see now. If 10 plus 10... 7 times 7?
49.
How did you know that?
7 times 8 is 56. 7 times 9 is 63. 7 times 10 is 70.
Okay, you little monkey. Daddy's got his calculator this time. What's 253 times 176?
44,528.
I don't believe it.
Billion. That's a 3, followed by 66 zeros. Daddy?
Consisting of father, mother, and two children. The little girl rambles away. They call for her. She comes back.
Nat?
Huh? What? What's the matter now?
You spent the night out here on the picnic table?
Yeah, I guess I did.
Oh, honestly, I'm making pancakes, fresh coffee, and juice. The kids should be starved after last night's escapade.
Oh, I had the weirdest dream about Una.
Hmm?
I guess it was a dream. She was starting...
Morning, precious.
Mommy.
Go and sit beside your daddy, and I'll find out why your brother is taking forever in the bathroom this morning.
That's a pretty fat book you've got there.
I'm reading it.
The Complete Works of William Shakespeare? I thought Babar was your favorite.
Who's Babar?
You know, the King of the Elephants. Now, look. I don't mind if you want to play with the books as long as you don't tear out any of the pages, okay?
Julian,
she's not my sister. I don't care. I hate her.
Julian.
I hate her.
Julian.
She's not my sister. I hate her.
Matt, will you speak to your...
I hate her.
Quiet. What seems to be your problem this morning, young man?
I hate you too. I hate all of you. I hate her.
Julian. Come back here this minute. Julian?
Nat, I think you had better sort...
Right. I'll go and have a good long talk with you. Enjoy your breakfast. Julian! Julian!
A family consisting of a father...
Julian!
Mother and two children.
Julian! Julian!
The little girl rambles away.
Don't move, son.
They call for her.
Stay right there.
She comes back.
I'm coming down. Don't move.
But they begin to notice something odd.
Julian, are you okay, son?
And...
Look, Daddy. There.
What?
Right there. Una.
Oh, my God.
Until one day they know it was not their own child who came back, but a strange, strange, strange.
Oh, Una. Una! Oh, my baby! Oh, Una! nobody knows for sure where we go when we die. You see, there's an energy in the universe that goes on and on for thousands of millions of years. And maybe when we die, we become part of that. Maybe that's our soul.
But we don't come back.
No, we don't come back.
But Yuna, the other Yuna, who's she? Is she a space spy, Daddy?
Well, I think she might be a gift from space. You know what I mean?
Like a Christmas present?
Yeah. Yeah, very much like a Christmas present. Maybe the aliens knew that we would be sad when Yuna died. So they somehow made us another little...
Do I have to be nice to her?
Why not if she's nice to you?
She's not my sister. My sister's dead.
That doesn't mean you can't be nice to her, right?
So we're not going to tell anybody about where we covered her up? It's a secret?
We'll probably have to tell a lot of people.
The police?
Yeah, the police too, I would imagine.
Will they lock me up in jail?
No, of course not.
But they might not believe me about the spaceship, and then the...
Hey, listen to me. I believe you, and that's what really counts. Understand?
Okay. Daddy, do you think I should be a writer when I grow up?
You can be anything you want to be. But what's most important is for you to be Julian Alexander Thorpe.
That's me already.
All right. Congratulations.
I'm getting too tired to walk anymore.
Okay. Come on. Hop up. And I'll carry you piggyback. Oh, I bet your mother's starting to wonder what's happened to us.
Is he okay?
Yeah, he's fine. We had a long walk and a big talk on the beach.
Oh, good. Good. Let me help you get him into his bed. Poor little tyke.
Just hold the door.
Okay.
Where's Yuna?
In front of the fireplace, playing with her dolls. I'm worried about her, Nat. She hasn't eaten.
She'll be all right.
Okay. So over that art, which you say adds to nature, is an art that nature makes.
Precious. Where did you pick that up?
You see, sweet maid, we marry a gentler scion to the wildest stock, and make conceive a bark of baser kind, by bud of nobler race. This is an art which does mend nature, change it rather, but the art itself is nature.
The Winter's Tale from the Shepherd's Cottage scene.
Nat. Nat, who is she?
Mummy? Daddy? Do you love me? Will you take care of me?
Listening to Strange Child, an original radio drama based on an idea from the notebooks of Nathaniel Hawthorne and adapted by Charles Tidler. Marilyn Gann was heard as Sophia, Doug Abrahams as Nat, Laura Harris as Yuna, and Alessandro Giuliani was Julian. The voice of the alien was that of Joanna Schellenberg. Original music for this episode was composed by Don Druick. Theme music for Thrice Told Tales was by George Ryan and was performed by Oliver Gannon, Ian Hampton, and Tom Kokla. Production secretary for all six episodes was Loretta Joyce, and the production assistant was Dagmar Kafanka. Technical operations for Strange Child were by Gene Lovrock, and sound effects by Joe Da Silva. The script editor for Vanishing Point is Sandra Rabinovich. Strange Child was produced and directed in Vancouver by John Giuliani.